before I say some Divrei Torah, I want to take the opportunity again to thank the bookbinders for making this this event happen. The Torah here tonight has been really just so beautiful, so extraordinary, and the Zuchus HaTorah should be a Zuchus for your family, and you should continue to do great things in the area of Talmud Torah and being Marbitz Torah for the community as you have been already through the Arat Safon and so many other endeavors. So it should be a tremendous chus for you, and we thank you very much for making all of this happen. I'm going to sit because not only do I have notes, but I need to rely on them very, very heavily. Rabbi used to always tell us that when you're going to speak somewhere, you have to prepare. So you always have to have notes. So that's why you'll notice we all actually did have notes tonight. We learned from Rabbi to always make sure that as covered at Tzibur, that you don't just get up and speak without preparing properly, without putting the time into to think about exactly what you're going to say. I'll note that the way Rabbi prepares is a little bit different than the way the rest of us prepare. Say when you get to a certain madriga, I guess. I want to talk tonight about the inyan of being mevaker pnei rabo beregel. I thought it was an appropriate inyan, being that Rabbi has come to us. But I thought the topic of mevaker pnei rabo beregel is especially appropriate, considering that Rav Shechter is here with us this evening. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there's a pasuk in Malachim that's a pasuk in Rosh Hashanah, right? the pasuk in Malachim Beis that tells us about the Isha Shunamis when she was going to visit Elisha. So her husband says to her, "Madua atalechas elav hayom lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. Why are you going today? It's not chodesh, not Shabbos. So you have no reason to go visit the Navi." So the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and in Maseches Sukkah says, "Oh, you see from here, Am Rabbi Yitzchak chayiv adam lahakbil pnei rabu beregel, that a person has to go visit his Rebbe on Yontif. How do I know you have to visit his Rebbe on Yontif? Shenemar, madua atalechas elav hayom lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. Because the pasuk says, why are you going to visit the Rebbe? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. So why would you be going to visit the Rebbe? So from there you see, mechal de bechodesh or Shabbos yibayla lemezel, that had it been Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, it would make sense that she's going. And that's the makor, that's how you see chayavad mevaker pnei rabo beregel, that a person has to go visit the Rebbe on Yontif. Now the most obvious question that emerges from this Gemara, and it's dealt with by the Rishonim already, the Ritva and Rabbi Nachmanel and others discuss, that if we're trying to prove that the chiyuv is to go on regel, why do we quote a pasuk about Chodesh and Shabbos? That's not regel. So that's it's dealt with by a variety of Rishonim. There's an interesting approach that was in the Rebbe of Heschel in Chanukah Satorah in Likutim Os Reish. He suggests that the assumption was that women can't go when men are there by the Rebbe, because you're not going to have co-ed classes by the Rebbe. So the women are going to have to go dafka when the men aren't there. So he said to her, when does it make sense for you to go? When the boys are on vacation. So the boys are on vacation on Shabbos, they're on vacation on Rosh Chodesh, but apparently he didn't say, why are you going today? It's not Yontif. Apparently because Yontif, the boys weren't on vacation. Why weren't they on vacation? Because Chayiv Adam Levakar Pnei Rabo Beregel, the boys had to go visit the Rebbe on Regel. So he says, so why are you going? You're a woman, you can't be going if it's not Chodesh or Shabbos. Those are the only times that the boys aren't going to be there. Not the pashtus of the Gemara. That's what the Chanukah Satorah suggests. That's really the number one question that the Rishonim contend with. The other question, two other questions that arise are, why is Chodesh mentioned before Shabbos? Tadir v'sheinu tadir, you think that Shabbos should be mentioned before Chodesh. I saw in the Sefer Kamos Yishal Rav, also not the Pashtus, he says, he quotes from Reb Chaim, that it's lo Chodesh v'lo Shabbos. There are more days that are lo Chodesh than there are days that are lo Shabbos, because there are more days of Shabbos than there are Chodesh. Okay, also not the Pashtus, but that's a second question that emerges, why Chodesh before Shabbos? And the third question that emerges is, why would a woman going be the source for this chiyuv? It's mitzvah shazman grama. If it's a chiyuv, it's only on regel, and mitzvah shazman grama nashamar peturos lechora. So I think in order to get a picture of just the literature that's out there on this topic, it's important to take a step back and try to figure out, why is there a chiyuv to be mevaker pnei rabo beregel? What's the goal of the chiyuv to be mevaker pnei rabo beregel? What are we trying to accomplish? So one possibility is what Rashi writes in Maseches Chagiga Dav Gimel, shechayuv adam lech Chabed es rabo b'hakpalas panim, that a person has to honor his Rebbe by greeting him, by going to see him on a yantif, it's a din in kavod harav. And in fact, that's what the Rambam seems to hold as well. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchas Talmud Torah writes, and this is in the section of Hilchas Talmud Torah where the Rambam is talking about all of the dinim of kavod of Rabbo Mufak, all of the dinim of kavod that one has to have, not just for a Rebbe, but for his primary Rebbe. And the Rambam writes, v'chayiv lamod mipnei Rabbo mishirenu mirachok miloenav, that you have to stand as soon as you see Rebbe come into the room, as soon as one sees his Rebbe come into the room, even as if he doesn't just come into the room, you just see him from a distance, one has to stand, ad she yischasim imenu. Till when? Until you no longer see him. V'lo yirakom aso, v'achar kach yeshev, and then you could sit down. And the very next words in the Rambam, v'chayiv adam lahakvil pnei Rabbo beregel, that a person has to go visit his Rebbe on Yantif. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, not in Hilchas Yantif. And it's dafka in the context, in the same breath, that he talks about standing for a Rebbe. Standing for a Rebbe, Davar Pashut is talking about a chiyuv of kavod for a Rebbe. And yet the Rambam includes chayiv adam lahakvil pnei Rabbo in that same chiyuv. So possibility number one of what's behind this chiyuv is that it's a chiyuv that relates to kavod a Rav. Second possibility, the Ramban in... and the Aseres Dibros in Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho in Parshas Yisro and Shmos Perichav, the Ramban writes when he describes what it means L'Kadsho. Rabbi mentioned the Ramban last night about the Ramban emphasizing the experience of Yomim Tovim and the experience of Shabbos of being a time to rejuvenate oneself spiritually, and that it's a time that one is supposed to focus spiritually. So the Ramban writes that when a person is experiencing a Yom Kadosh, it's a day to be clear, may iske hamachshavos, that a person should clear his mind from all of the things that we sometimes focus on during the week and should be singularly focused on following the path and the ways of Hashem, to go to Chachamim, to go to the Nevi'im, to hear the Dvar Hashem, kimo shenemar, madua at halachas elof hayom lo chodesh lo shabbos, sheyedarkim kach. And he says, and that's what the pasuk is talking about when he says to the woman, why are you going? It's not chodesh and shabbos. Because why would you be going on chodesh and shabbos? By lemezel, you have to go. Why? Because you need to hear about the Divrei Hashem, you need to hear the Dvar Hashem from the Chachamim, from the Nevi'im. Apparently, this relates to not just a spiritually uplifting experience, but may even relate to Talmud Torah, that a person has to hear Divrei Torah from one's Rabbi. The Ramban talks about hearing Divrei Torah specifically at that time, hearing Divrei Hashem, which is Divrei Torah. So it could be that the Chiv Lahakvil Pnei Rabbo Beregel is a specific din in Talmud Torah, that there are a lot of, obviously we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn all the time, and we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in every spare moment, but sometimes it takes on a unique form. There's a Talmud Torah in the Leila Seder, which is a unique form of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah B'tzibur, when we do a Kriyas HaTorah, its own unique form of Talmud Torah. So maybe going to visit Pnei Rabbo Beregel is also a din in Talmud Torah. In fact, Reuven Margolios assumes that this is what the Lo Chodesh Yom V'lo Shabbos was all about. That it used to be, they had what they would call the Shabbat de Rigla, or the Chodesh Kala, the Chodesh of the Kala, where they would have in advance of the Yantif, everyone come to hear Shiurim about the Yantif. They would need to know how to behave properly on the Yantif. So some people would go a whole month in advance and would attend the Shiurim for Shloshim Yom, Shol and Vidarsh and Shloshim Yom. Some people would just go on the Shabbat de Rigla, on the week of the Regal itself, and would go hear the Shiurim. And some people would only be Shol and Vidarshin Behilchas Chag Bichag, like the Gemara says, that there's an Indian not just Vishloshim Yom Kodim Chag. The Gemara at the end of Megillah Lamed Beis says that it's even bichag, that on the yantif itself a person is supposed to go and learn. That's where Reuven Margolios understood what was going on in that conversation, that it's lo chodesh velo Shabbos. So what are you going in? It's certainly not a chag. It's certainly not the chag itself. So why are you going to learn from the Rebbe? But the assumption being that this whole inyan is an inyan in Talmud Torah. It's interesting. The Bach explains the discrepancy between the two Gemaras. The Gemara Pesachim says Shalom v'darshin lamed yom kodem achag, for 30 days in advance of the chag. And yet the Gemara Megillah says that it's bichag, that we have a mitzvah dafka to darshin about the inyan shel yom on the chag itself. So the Bach suggests that maybe darshin hilchos achag bichag, the word bichag doesn't necessarily mean on the antif, it means in that tkufa, in that time period. That generally around that time a person has to learn the halachos. What does it mean around that time? 30 days in advance. And the Bach says, I'll prove it to you, because the Gemara also has an expression, chayiv adam letaher atzmo beregel, that a person has to be mitaher himself beregel. Well, if he's first being mitar himself, once the regal already arrives, it's too late. He has to be mitar himself in advance. So you see that sometimes, even though it says it means in advance, it doesn't mean on. But the Chassam Sofer criticizes. The Chassam Sofer asks on the Bach in his commentary in the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Chav Tes at the very beginning of Hilchos Pesach. Chassam Sofer says Yagadol Avrayo. The juxtaposition in the Gemara is Dorshin Hilchos Achag B'Chag and Chayev Adam Levaker Pnei Rabo B'Regel. So Chayev Adam Levaker Pnei Rabo B'Regel says the Chassam Sofer can't possibly mean that a person is supposed to visit his Rebbe in advance of Yontif. It has to mean that it's on Yontif itself. Maybe not. Maybe you see, according to Rav Reuven Margolios, it means that around the time of Yontif. But anyway, that's a second possibility. That maybe it relates to Talmud Torah. A third possibility, the Malbim writes on those psukim, that this is our version of Aliyah L'Regel. It used to be that that a person would go to be Aliyah L'Regel, and it was an extremely uplifting experience. Tosus writes, I mean, in the second parak of Masech Shabbat Basra, that when they originally instituted the first yeshivos, that Zachar Osos Letov, Reb Shimon Gamlo Shmo, that they, when they originally instituted to have Melamdi Tinokos B'chalir V'ir B'chal Pelech V'pelech in every city, before they came to that conclusion, they first decided, let's have yeshivas only in Yerushalayim. Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah. That's where we should educate children in Torah. Davka Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah. But they saw it didn't work, because whoever had a father, the problem they had before was whoever had a father who could teach a child Torah, they would teach him. And if he didn't have a father who could teach him Torah, the child would never remain in Amaretz. And sometimes he had a lot of potential and he had to remain in Amaretz because he didn't have a father who could teach him Torah. So they thought they were going to solve the problem by having yeshivas in Yerushalayim. But then they discovered whoever had a father who could drive carpool, so then he got to Yerushalayim, got to learn Torah. If he didn't have a father to drive carpool, so he's destined for a lifetime as an Amaretz. So then they said, okay, b'chalir v'ir b'chal pelech, every city, community has a responsibility to support yeshivas katanos, Talmud Torah, for the children. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, what was the Havamina? What were they thinking? Why would they assume to dafka do it in Yerushalayim? So Tosfos says, no, because they thought that it's really the only way you could do it effectively. Because in Yerushalayim, you see kohanim b'avodasim, levim b'duchanam, you have such a ruach of Yira Shemayim, such a ruach of avodas Hashem, that's how you want to be mechanech children, in such an atmosphere, in such an environment, and it's going to be very difficult to do it outside of such an environment. That's why that was plan A, to dafka educate children on that level. So says the Malbim, when we lost Aliyah L'Regel, we lost that spiritually uplifting experience of seeing Kohanim b'Avodasim Levim b'Duchanim, of seeing how everyone is running to do Avodas Hashem. So the way we substitute is by being Mevaker Pnei Rabbe B'Regel. It's a very interesting thing, because the Malbim is assuming that when there's a Beis HaMikdash, then L'Chora there would be no Chiyuv. It's only dafka when there's no Beis HaMikdash, this substitutes. So three possibilities again. Either it's a din in Kavod HaRav, a din perhaps in Talmud Torah, or a din in a spiritually uplifting experience to replace Aliyah L'Regel. There may be more possibilities, but these are three. L'may nafkamina. So I was thinking about tonight, I was thinking the most basic nafkamina is, what if the Rebbe comes to you? What if you have a Rebbe who's such a nanav that he doesn't wait for you to come to... I went last night, there wouldn't be a Rebbe. But what if the Rebbe comes to you? So l'chora, if it's din of kavod rav, what kind of kavod that the Rebbe should have to schlep to you? So that's not a din l'chora of kavod rav. If it's din of kiyum Talmud Torah, so certainly we were all mekayim Talmud Torah when we hear the Rebbe say divrei Torah. If it's a din of a spiritually uplifting experience, so you could argue if... how closely it has to be patterned after Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel usually involves some movement, but you have to leave your own Dalet Amos. But on the other hand, the spiritually uplifting experience certainly is fulfilled. Another nafkamina might be whether mechila works. Let's say the Rabbi says, "I don't want you to trouble yourself. Don't bother. You don't have to schlep all the way to Washington Heights to come visit. It's a mochel. So does he have the right to be mochel?" Marvel Diskin in a tshuva and Kuntres Achron Siman Hey Olson Dalet writes that a Rebbe can be mochel, because it's a Rebbe's allowed to be mochel on his kavod, it's Gemara and Kiddushin, that the Torah delayhu, and since the kavod comes to him based on his Torah, so he has the ability to be mochel on his kavod. But that only works if it's a din kavod. He certainly doesn't have the ability to be mochel in your Talmud Torah, to be mochel on your own spiritual regeneration, recharging your batteries. So l'chora, that would be another nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina would be whether nashim are chayavos. If it's a din in kavod arav, so l'chora, women would be obligated as well. If it's a din in Talmud Torah, maybe not. Maybe the women are in general are exempt from Talmud Torah, certainly. But if it's a din of Shol and Vidarshan kind of Talmud Torah, then maybe yes, because women lechora have to know all the halachos of the Chag, Aliyah Regel, Mitzvei Shazman Grama. So maybe women would be pater. So there's a lot to say. The Pnei Yeshua has an interesting yisod. The Pnei Yeshua suggests that women are chayiv because the patur from Mitzvei Shazman Grama doesn't apply to mitzvos that we should really by rights have to do all the time. And it's just the reason that it's man grama is that it's just impractical to do it all the time. So really by rights we should have to go visit the Rebbe every day. We should always go to seek inspiration. We should always go to seek his Torah. But it's just impractical. We have to live our lives. You don't live in the same city as the Rebbe. You're not going to be able to go to work. You're not going to be able, it would be impossible. So Pnei Yeshua suggests that there's no patur of mitzvah shas man grama when this man grama is out of practical necessity rather than the zman actually being goreim the limitation. Another nafkamina might be if it's a Rebbe Mufak, whether it only applies to Rebbe Mufak or it applies to other Rebbeim as well. There's a different kavod, a different dinam of kavod for Rebbe Mufak than there is for other Rebbeim. I mentioned before, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah when he talks about Chayav Adam Vak Rav Regel, two halachos later he says, what am I talking about when I tell you all these dinam of kavod? That's only Rebbe Mufak. But if you have a Rebbe that's not Rabbi Mufak, so that's what we call a Talmud Chaver, and you have to treat him with a certain degree of respect, but not quite the same level of respect. The Rambam seems to be limiting it to Rebbe Mufak, because you have different degrees of Kavod, different degrees of Talmud Torah. No, you should be Lomim Mikol Adam, I think. I don't know of any different degrees of, certainly we value the Torah from a Rebbe Mufak, but Rav Shakti used to always tell us that I think from the name of Chaim Volozhiner, that nowadays the Rebbe Mufak of a person is Svarim, that a person learns most of his Torah from Svarim. I think Rebbe said, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong, he'll probably correct me afterwards if I'm wrong, but I think he used to say that Rav Soloveitchik would say that you have to look in the Sefer before you paskin, because you're not allowed to be more halacha b'fnei rabbo. So you have to, the Rebbe is the Sefer, you have to look at. One could certainly argue that even though the quantity-wise, the amount of Torah one gets from any one Rebbe is not going to be Rov Tarasa nowadays, but the whole mahalich learning, the whole way of thinking about things, the whole way of formulating ideas is certainly often comes from one Rebbe, as is certainly the case from the various Talmidim that you saw here tonight. Now, we can't talk about the din of Makbul Pnei Rav Beregel without discussing the Nodeh Behuda. There's a famous tshuva in the Nodeh Behuda in Madura Tinyana who also seems to make an assumption in this whole issue of why it is that we're Mevaker Pnei Rav Beregel. Nodeh Behuda Madura Tinyana is bothered really by a different question. He's bothered why it is that the Gemara quotes this din, the Rambam quotes this din, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this din. Why is it absent from Shulchan Aruch? And the Debuta suggests the following astonishing mahalich. He suggests that the opposite of the Malbim. The Malbim said that the whole din of Mevaker Pnei Rav Beregel is now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we need to get our spiritual sustenance somewhere. But, says the Debuta, no, it's the exact opposite. When was there a chiyuv l'kal b'nei rabbi b'regel? That was dafka k'shebeis ha-mikdash ha-yakayam. Because when we had a beis ha-mikdash, there was din of aliyah l'regel. And the rule is, Nodeh Behuda says, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin about standing for a Talmud Chacham, the rule is that you're not supposed to honor a Rebbe more than you honor the Shechina. Not that you're not supposed to, but that you can't have a chiyuv to honor a Rebbe more than one is mechuyev to honor the Shechina. So if you're mekabel pnei Shechina twice a day, then you shouldn't have a chiyuv to honor a Rebbe by standing for him more than twice a day, because you can't have a chiyuv to honor a human being more than you would honor the Shechina itself. So it says in the view that when we had a chiyuv to be olal regel three times a year, so then we could have a chiyuv to be mevaker pnei rabbo three times a year. But once we no longer have the opportunity to be olal regel, we no longer have a chiyuv to be olal regel three times a year, we can't still have a chiyuv to be mevaker pnei rabbo, because how could you show greater respect to a Rebbe than you show for the Shechina itself, than you show for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, why does the Pasuk say L'chodesh Yom V'L'Shabbos? Because on any day that a person has a little respite, on any day that's infused with a little extra Kedusha, it's appropriate to go visit a Rebbe, and it will be a valuable experience, and it will be important to go visit a Rebbe, but it can't be a Chiyuv. So what the man was saying was, why are you going to the Navi? It's lo chodesh yom lo Shabbos. It's neither chodesh and Shabbos. It's not even the right kind of day to go. But the chiyuv is going to be maximum whatever we're chayiv to be mevaker pnei shechina. Beyond that, there's not going to be a chiyuv. Now, what emerges from the Nadav Yehuda, what the Nadav Yehuda seems to be assuming, is that the entire chiyuv is a chiyuv of kavod. That the reason you're going to visit is a din of kavod, and that's why it's limited by how much kavod that one has to show to the shechina. So that's the basic analysis of the Nadav Yehuda. In any event, we're very fortunate to be able to be mekabel pnei Moreinu v'Rabbeinu over the course of this Yantif, and I certainly personally enjoyed it very much, and I'm sure everyone else enjoyed the opportunity and the zechus to have Rabbi with us. I hope Rabbi was able to derive some level of nachas from the Talmidim, and certainly continue nachas from Rav Shai Shlita, and thank everyone for coming, and thank the bookbinders again for hosting what I think was a beautiful Kavod HaTorah on this Leil Hashanah Rabbah.